May he rest forever in peace. Amen.
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 Nanny Prescott, is it weird that we don't really know the deceased's name and Kevin Davis, the pastor, kept on referring him as the recluse?
Oh no, honey, he was so proud. No one even knew his name, so we just called him the recluse. But we all loved him as much as we could, honey, Peter. And it's just a shame that he's no longer with us, honey.
Now, if anyone would like to say a few words of condolences, we'd like to open up the floor.
Ooh, Caribbean style. You know, I love being at funerals like that. We're trying to get him, you know, and then we could just say a little word about the deceased, you know. I might say something, you know. But who's coming up? Oh, there's Jude. Let's see what he's got to say.
Hello, I'm Jude Rigard. And I thank you so much for this time that I can say some important words. Now, I do not know much about this man. Let's be honest, I know nothing about the man. But I still have some important words to say. At Grassley Valley Gym today, at 3 o'clock, I will be running a spinning session. If you want to perform better, look better, be there. Because I will take you through your paces in this spinning class, which will not be for the faint-hearted. I've also got a different selection package of spinning classes for you to try. I've got beginner spinning. I've got spinning. I've got you spin me white round, baby, white round. I've got ballet spinning. I've got jiu-jitsu spinning. I've got boot camp spinning. Kettlebell spinning. So, be there or be fat. Thank you. Thanks, Jude, for that. If there's any other words or anyone else got anything besides sale pictures, that would be greatly appreciated. Thank you. Oh, Ruda, aren't some people just so shameless? I mean, seriously, advertising a spinning class at the funeral was just too much. Oh, I know, I totally understand. So, are you coming along to the spinning class at 3 o'clock then? Oh, totally, aren't you too? Oh, I am indeed. I've got my spandex and everything because I have got to be me. We better be going or it'll spin without me.
Alistair, honey? Yeah, what's up? Do you think I'm fat? Melody, why do you think I would think something like that?
Well, it's just at the funeral today. You know, with the advertisement for the spinning class, and maybe I should go and do it.
Melody, it doesn't matter your size to me, okay? I love you just the way that you are.
Oh, what, you getting tips from Bruno Mars or something? I just feel, I don't know, out of your league or something.
Melody, it's I who am out of your league. You don't need to worry about it. I don't care about that sort of stuff. I care about you and I love you so much.
That's great and all, but I want to feel good. I want to feel fit and desirable and hey, maybe this spinning class will do the trick.
You do realize though, spinning's not exactly easy.
What are you trying to say? You don't think I'll be able to do it or?
No, not that. It's just, it's quite rigorous and it's hard and I tried it once and well, I mean, even though I'm in such great shape, I thought I couldn't carry on with this. And oh, I see how it is then, Alistair. You don't think I can do this, huh? Because I'm bigger than you and you think, no, I'm not saying that at all. I'm just saying it's very strenuous exercise and I didn't want to do it. So, I see. Well, Alistair, tell you what, I'm going to show you that I can do this, okay? I do not need you to approve me. I can approve myself, so I will see you later, because I am going to be doing some spinning. Melody, please, I didn't mean it, but I had to...
Oh, Ruda, how many people are here? Tell me about it, Wilma. It seems like everyone got the memo about the spinning class. Anyone who is anyone is here. This is just too many people. I mean, are there going to be enough bikes for us to spin around? I was hoping for a music player. Oh, but anyway, let's get settled down.
So is this the line for the spinning class?
You bet you're right, honey. Oh, I just, you know, wish I would be a bit trim and slimmer, but I'm gonna give it a go.
Oh, thanks, Shirley. I just see such a long line. Seems everyone wants to join the spinning class.
I know, since that funeral plug, I mean,
bit morbid and all, but it'd be great for us to get trim and slim and all. We could just be all so amazing. And look there, Melody, there's even Granny about to die. She's gonna try and give it a go.
Oh, she's gonna give it a go. Well, it might be a bit too strenuous for her, but... Well, maybe I shouldn't say that because my husband tried to say that about me.
What did he say?
Well, he said, Surly, that basically I wouldn't be able to do this, that it was too hard to do the spinning.
Oh, don't listen to your husband. I mean, we're going to all get trim and fit and amazing we are. I just can feel it, you know.
Well, thanks for that, Shirley Battle. That's what I needed to hear. Just, you know, confidence. Feel good about myself.
That's what exercise is all about, feeling good, you know.
Hey, Casper, can you see where my wife Melody is?
No, I'm afraid I can't. I can't believe though everyone's shining up to this spinning class of Jude's. Well, you know what Jude's like, he's quite a forceful kind of guy. Tell me about it. I mean, I work with the guy, you know, in the office, and he always wants me to fire this person and that person, and he's a bit of a brute, and he likes to take over things. Well, I did hear, I mean, I heard that he even tried that with the Vice Prime Minister, Gerry Anderson. Oh, yes, he did. He literally just stormed in there one day, looked at his campaign, said, hey, you're not cool enough, but I can make this work, and then decided to run his campaign for him, even though he had no expertise in politics whatsoever. That's my boss. Literally likes the boss, everyone else around. But anyway, I just wanted to see if I could, you know, maybe do this with Melody or something, because this is clearly something she wants to do, and, you know, rather than me opposing it, maybe just join her and, you know, help come alongside her. But I think she thought when I was trying to say it was difficult that I was giving a dig at her, that she wouldn't be able to do it, and I didn't mean it at all. Well, I'm not Melody, so don't blubber to me. You better blubber to your wife, but let's see if we can see it. Melody? Oh, we're all going in. Are you all the worms that signed up for the spinning class? Did someone call me a worm? Because Wilma Timber is many things. A worm is not one of them. Well, judging from that response, I believe we found the losers who decided to join their spinning class. Honey, Wilma Timber is many things, but a loser is not one of them. Wilma, first things first, I, Jude Regard, am the only one that talks in a spinning class. No one comments, no one says anything, no one chats, no one talks. All they do is spin, as I encourage everyone to do so. Do you understand me, you maggots? Now, honey, Wilma Timber is many things, but you are a maggot. Get that through your skull now. Now come through and let's do this spinning class together. Come on now, push it. I said push it. You're not trying hard enough. If you're not feeling pain, you are not doing it right. You gotta keep going until everything explodes inside of you. I will not accept failure. I will not accept defeat. You might be able to accept it for yourself, but that's not me. Unless you are physically dead, you will continue right until I say stop. Oh, honey, this is a bit more strenuous than I was guaranteeing for.
Oh, what's going on? Oh, look, there's Granny about to die. It's Melody. What's happening with her?
Keep spinning, you Granny!
Oh, my days. Is Granny about to die actually Granny who's just about dead?
Don't worry, she does this all the time. Keep spinning. Seriously, if you guys believed in Santa Claus once upon a time, you can believe in yourself to do this now. Now come on, keep spinning. Until your legs, your cardio, and everything is like Alicia Keys on fire.
You know, all this time being in part of the fitness world and seeing this, I still never understand the appeal and the cult-like mentality of having someone shout at you for 45 minutes while you're riding on a bike to the middle of nowhere. Well, that's spinning class for you. It's not too much different from people listening to rap music where it constantly swears at yourself on your headphones all the time, in my opinion. But, you know, each to their own. All heavy metal when someone's screaming at you just constantly non-stop to their voice break.
What are you doing talking? You are not supposed to be talking, you worms. Keep spinning. Do you know who I am around here?
Oh, you're the spinning class instructor, aren't you?
Yes, I am. I'm also your boss in the other time, but I am your spinning instructor. And what I do for a living is I am a killer. Because I am here to kill your fat. Now hush up and get spinning until there's no flab left. Keep at it. What are you doing slowing down, you old bag? Keep going.
Hey, I'm just trying my best, you know.
Shirley, you are such an old, round lady. Keep at it, you know. If you want to kill the fat, you better start spinning. And honey, I haven't seen you spin.
I'm trying.
Well, you need to try harder. Keep going. Who said you can stop?
Honey, Wilma does not take that kind of stuff from people, okay? I do not like being shouted at for that many times. Me and Wouter are leaving, aren't we, honey? We are indeed. See you later. Goodbye.
Keep going. What's going on? Why are people stopping? Do not stop. I said you want to burn. So you want to be fat and blobby for the rest of your life. I see how it is, Shirley Battle. What's going? Why is everyone leaving? Wait, is the guys? Is everyone gone?
Well, I'm still here.
What's your name?
I'm Melody.
Well, Melody, we might have to do this some other time, maybe. Maybe, but, there's no point just me shouting at you. It might be a bit inappropriate just meeting you in the room without, you know, anyone else and all. But,
maybe next time we'll explain that spinning class takes, you know, effort and time and people and dedication. But, you know, we'll cross that bridge when we come to it. So,
oh, and it might be a good idea if I just drag out Granny about to die.
But I mean, seriously, Wouter, I have never been so offended in my life. I mean, he was just like a bore to us.
Honey, I was there too. I know exactly what you mean, darling. I mean, the guy did not know at all how to treat a lady. And he was just shouting, just being so rude. I mean, it was too much for us.
I know. I mean, some people might call us maybe snowflakes and all that, which I think is quite derogatory. But I mean, just being in that room with that ogre. I mean, oh, calling us muggers. I mean, I do say, no one says it to Wilma Timber and keeps living.
Ugh. Melody, you're here. Oh, hey, Alice. How come you're here?
Oh, sorry, Alice. I better leave you two alone now.
You were in the spinning class or something?
Yeah, I was. I was right at the back with Casper, and boy, was that strenuous. I mean, I couldn't hack it. I mean, I had to leave just soon after everyone else was because it was just so painful. I mean,
oh, I know what you mean. I'm sorry
for what I said. I didn't mean it the way that it might came across. You know, you can do, you know, anything you put your mind to. Well, not anything. Can't be really like the president of the United States because you know you have to be born in the United States. But the point being,
Alistair, I get what you mean, okay? I get what you mean. And I'm sorry for the way I overreacted too, because you know, it turns out it was true, you know. I mean, I was just about to, you know, be flagging too, but thankfully he ended the session and well, here we are. And well, how about we do something together for both of us to help us with our exercise, you know? Keep ourselves, you know, accountable and maybe not have someone just shout in our face all the time. I would like to have a look. What do you think of doing?
I was thinking of long walks. Us holding each other's hand, maybe every afternoon in the evening, we could talk about a few things. Make it brisk, but yet not that, you know, harsh or anything like that at all. And, well, see where it goes.
Well, I think we can go for it.
Listening to What's Going On in Grasmere Valley, and I'm the creator of the show, Thomas Taylor. Thank you so much again, guys, for listening through. It's a real great encouragement to have people listening, if there's a few or if there's even loads, who knows what's going on. But just thank you so much for doing so. Remember, there's books connected in the series that you're more than welcome to buy. If you want to get more involved in the Grassy Valley universe, you can find that on your Kindle, on Amazon. Just go and buy. There's over 17 volumes already out there for you, so there's plenty of you to discover as well. So until next time, bye bye for now.